طيب let us start. ما هيك؟ الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا حسن النية. You are ready for a test, aren't you? Okay. I think I'll delay it until the next session. Okay, inshallah. Eh? The next session. يعني after a few hours. طيب. كنا نتكلم في الحصة الماضية عن زكاة الزروع والثمار. If you remember, we were talking in the past session about the due zakah in fruits and crops. وقلنا إنه يشترط في الزروع والثمار لوجوب الزكاة النصاب. We said for the zakah to be due in crops and fruits, there is a certain quotum that has to be reached. وهذا النصاب خمسة أوسق. This quotum is five wasq. وهو مساو لثلاثمائة صاع بالصاع النبوي. It is equal to 300 صاع among of صاع. We mean by صاع here the صاع of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, used at the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ليش لماذا قلنا الصاع النبوي؟ لأن هناك صيعانا أخرى. Why did we say the صاع of the Prophet? Because there are other types of صاع that were used and are still used maybe in different parts of the Islamic world. فالمقصود الصاع النبوي. So what's meant is the صاع of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. يمكن إذا ذهب بعضكم للحج يأتي به من هناك. Maybe if one of you goes to Al-Hajj, he will bring a sa' from there, inshallah. طيب. عندما قلنا خمسة أوسق أردنا بذلك خمسة أوسق بعد التصفية والتنقية. ليس حبا مختلطا بسنبله. Now take in consideration that when we said five wasq, we meant after separating the grains from the other parts of the plants. So five wasq of grains or fruits after separating them from the other parts of the plants. أما لو بلغ الزرع خمسة أوسق مختلطا بسنبله ولو صفي لما بلغ خمسة أوسق فلا زكاة فيه. If the crops are equal to five wasq while before separating the grains, but after separating the grains alone would not reach five wasq, then no zakah is due in that amount. وبقي أن نذكر أن هناك صنفا من العنب لا يتذبب وصنفا من ثمم النخل لا يتتمض، فما كان من هذا النوع تخرج منه زكاته وهو رطب من غير جفاف. Still we need to mention that there is a type of grapes that does not become raisin. It does not transform to raisin. And there is a type of dates palm fruit that does not become dry dates. In this case, as zakah is paid for those two types when they are still moist, because they do not transform to raisin and dry dates. طيب مقدار الزكاة ما هو؟ مقدار الزكاة في الزروع والثمار يختلف باختلاف طريقة ري هذه الزروع والثمار، طريقة سقايتها. Now what is the due amount as zakah in fruits and crops? This due amount differs contingent upon the way those crops or trees are irrigated. فإن كانت هذه الزروع والثمار تسقى بماء السماء بلا مؤنة بلا كلفة لأجل السقاية، أو تسقى من ماء النهر يحول إليها من ماء النهر فتسقى به، فزكاتها العشر، يخرج منها عشرها زكاة. If those plants and trees are irrigated by rain or by or from the river, the stream or the like, that is in a way that does not contain cost on the behalf of the owner, then the zakah, the due zakah, is 1/10 of the fruits of the crops. أما إن سقيت هذه الزروع والثمار بنقل الماء على ظهور الدواب إليها مثلا، أو بالدولاب برفع الماء من المكان المنخفض إلى المكان المرتفع بواسطة الدولاب الذي يديره الجمل أو الثور أو الحمار أو ما شابه، أو بطريقة مشابهة كما لو جلب إليها المال بواسطة المولد الكهربائي أو ما شابه، فزكاتها في هذه الحال نصف العشر. Now if those crops or plants are irrigated with an expense, like if they are irrigated by transporting water to them by animals, to irrigate them by animals, or by using a water wheel, which is operated by an animal, for example, or electrical in generator or a pump or the like, then the zakat due is half of one tenth. Half of one tenth. Okay, isn't it half? The half of one tenth, 1/20. Yeah, you know. Of the crops or the fruits. So if it is irrigated without expense, the zakat due is 1/10. If it is irrigated with expense, then it is half of that. والمقصود عشر المحصول كله ليس عشر النصاب فقط ونصف عشر المحصول كله ليس نصف عشر النصاب فقط فما زاد على النصاب يخرج منه بقسطه. So when we say 1/10, we mean 1/10 of the whole crops, the whole fruits, not 1/10 of the quotum. When we say 1/20, we mean 1/20 of the whole crops or the fruits, not only of the quotum. So what exceeds the quotum, one needs to pay a zakah for that. The same amount, either 1/10 or half of it. ولو سقى الشخص الزرع بماء غصبه فزكاته نصف العشر أيضا. If one irrigates the plants with water that he took it unrightfully from its owner by force, the zakat due on him in this case is 1/20. ليش؟ لأن هذا بكلفة، ما هيك؟ Because he is irrigating with an expense, isn't it? Yeah, الكلفة أنه لابد أن يغرم له ثمن هذا الماء. The expense is that he needs to pay him the value of this water that he took from him unrightfully. So he is irrigating with expense because it is an obligation upon him to pay him the value of this water that he took it unrightfully, which he took unrightfully. كما لو اشترى الماء, just like if he buys the water. If he buys the water to irrigate the plants, the due zakah is 1/20. Likewise, if he takes the water unjustly by force, because he needs to pay the owner the value of that water that he took from him. أما ما كان دون النصاب من الزروع والثمار فلا زكاة فيه. As for what is less than nisab, less than the quotum, among the fruits and the crops, there is no due zakah in it. إلا أن يتطوع, يعني إلا أن يدفع الشخص مالا من باب التطوع لا من باب أن هذا هو الزكاة الواجبة. Now, if one wants to pay to the poor people a certain part of those crops or fruits as an act of charity, not as paying the due zakah, it is permissible. لكن كما سبق وذكرنا بعض الأئمة لم يعتبر النصاب، بل قال الزروع والثمار قليلها وكثيرها فيه الزكاة. Take in consideration that some imams other than al-Imam al-Shafi'i, as we mentioned, did not consider the quotum. That is, they said if one has crops or fruits, if one grows crops or fruits, then he pays a zakah. The zakah is due in them, whether they are in a little amount or big amount. وهذا مذهب الإمام أبي حنيفة. This is what Imam Abu Hanifa said. يعني ما زاد على النصاب، لو فرضنا كان الشخص قد تحصل عنده 600 صاع، يخرج عن 500 العشر وعن 100 الزائدة أيضا العشر أو نصف العشر على حسب الحال. هذا معنى حكي. ليش وين الكلفة فيها؟ بيفتح قصدك بشق الشق هاي لا تعتبر، لانه هذه ليست كلفة سقاية، هذه كلفة اصلاح الارض حتى تصير الارض صالحة للزراعة، لا بد من مد الماء اليها، مجرى الماء اليها، فهذه لا تعتبر. حاج عمر asked what about, because we said if the plants are irrigated through a river, then it is considered without expense and the zakah is 1/10. So he asked, doesn't one need to dig a channel from the river to the land, etc.? I said yes, but this is not considered with an expense. Why? Because this expense is paid to make the land suitable for planting, for planting. Later, the water runs through it without an expense. This is why it is considered without an expense. So the zakat due is 1/10. ما دخل هيدي أبو تيسير، ما دخل هيدي لتسيير الماء، ما هيك؟ عرفت، بيفتحوا المجرى وبيرجعوا بيسكروا. برجع بسأل إن شاء الله. طيب، واضح إلى هنا؟ Is it clear up till here؟ طيب، تكلمنا عن زكاة المواشي وزكاة الزروع والثمار، الآن كلامنا عن زكاة الذهب والفضة. We talked about the zakah due in animals, the zakah due in plants, trees and fruits and crops. Let's talk a little bit about the zakat due in gold and silver. الذهب نصابه 20 مثقالا وإن شئت قلت 20 دينارا. الدينار هو المثقال وهذا وهذه يعني والدينار أو المثقال شيء يوزن به وحدة تستعمل في الوزن الدينار أو المثقال وزن معين يقال له دينار أو يقال له مثقال فنصاب الذهب 20 دينارا إن كان عند الشخص ما هو أقل من ذلك فلا زكاة فيه. The quantum of gold is 20 dinar, or if you want, you can say 20 misqal. It's the same thing. It is a unit used to weigh things, a dinar or al misqal. If one owns less than 20 dinars, then no zakah is due in that amount of gold. المثقال أو الدينار هو وزن 72 حبة شعير متوسطة من شعير الحجاز يقطع من طرفيها ما دق وطال. One dinar is the weight of 72 grains of barley. Not any barley, the barley of the area of Hijaz. That is the barley that originally grows there. Middle-sized grains. After cutting the two long edges, what remains, if you take 72 grains like that and you weigh them, this would be equal to 1 dinar. Middle or average, that's the same. Not little ones, not big ones, the average ones. ولا أدري إن كنتم تجدون هذا في هذه الأيام. I don't know if you can find this kind of barley nowadays. بسبب استيراد الحبوب للزرع ما عاد يعرف هل هذا شعيره الحجاز أم غيره. Because nowadays people import grains to plant them, then you cannot be sure that this is originally from the barley of Al-Hijaz. And maybe you can be sure, I don't know. أما الفضة فنصابها 200 dirham. As for the silver, the quantum of silver is 200 dirham. والدرهم وزن 50 حبة شعير متوسطة على ما ذكرنا من شعير الحجاز وخمسي حبة. Now the quantum of silver is 200 dirham. Each dirham weighs 50 and 2/5 grains of barley among the barley of Hijaz, etc. يعني كل عشرة دواهم تساوي سبعة دنانير، أو إن شئت قلت كل سبعة دنانير تساوي عشرة دواهم. So each seven dinar are equal to 10 dirham. In weight يعني. فمن كان عنده من الفضة أقل من 200 درهم فلا زكاة عليه. The one who owns less than 200 dirham of fidda, of silver, then he does not have to pay a zakah for that amount. الدراهم التي كان يتعامل بها في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كانت مختلفة الأوزان، كان يوجد دراهم مختلفة الأحجام والأوزان، لكن المراد الدرهم الغالب، وهو هذا الذي ذكرناه الذي وزنه 50.5 حبة. At the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام they had different size of dirham. What we mean by a dirham and what's meant by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was the common one which has the weight of 50 2/5 grains of barley. إذا سمع أحدكم أنه كان يتعامل بدراهم أكبر أو أصغر في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يضطرب، كان يوجد، لكن المقصود الغالب الدرهم الذي غلب التعامل به وهو هذا. So if any one of you hears that at the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام they used dirhams that had more weight than this or less weight than this, let him not be confused. Yes, sometimes they used such dirhams, but what is meant is the common one which weighed 50 2/5 grains of barley. وعلى هذا الوزن سك الدرهم الإسلامي بعد ذلك. And taking this weight in consideration, the Islamic dirham was coined later في زمن الأمويين during the time of the Umayyad rulership. طيب، مقدار الزكاة الواجبة في نصاب الذهب ربع العشر، وكذلك في نصاب الفضة. If one owns a quantum of gold or a quantum of silver, what is the amount that he has to pay as zakah? This amount is 1/4 of 1/10 of it. 1/40 that is of it. ولا يدفع الزكاة عن مقدار النصاب فقط بل عنه وعما زاد عليه أيضا كالزروع. He does not pay a zakah only for the quotum, rather he pays 1/40 of all what he has for the quotum and what exceeds the quotum. ولا يكمل نصاب الذهب بالفضة ولا نصاب الفضة بالذهب. It is not valid to calculate the quotum to add what one has as silver, to add the weight of silver to the weight of gold. Rather, one checks the weight of gold alone and the weight of silver alone. فلو كان عنده مثلا 19 دينارا من الذهب ومئة درهم من الفضة لا يقول أنا إذا زدت هذا على هذا يصير عندي النصاب لأن هذا جنس الذهب جنس والفضة جنس آخر. So if one has 19 dinars and 100 dirhams, he does not say, well, if I add this to that, I'll reach the quotum. What I have reaches the quotum. So I need to pay a zakah. No, because those are two different kinds. He checks the gold alone and the silver alone. إذا كان وزن الدرهم 50 حبة وخمسين حبة شعير وخمسي حبة فيكون نصاب الفضة 10,080 حبة شعير. If you make the calculation, each dirham is equal to 50 and 2/5 of grains of barley, then 200 dirhams would be 10,080 grains of barley. إذن النصاب هو وزن 10,080 حبة شعير. So the quotum is the weight of 10,080 grains of barley. وهو أقل من 600 جرام بقليل. And this is less than 600 grams, a little bit less than 600 grams. approximately. أما نصاب الذهب فـ1,440 حبة شعير. As for the gold, it is the weight of 1,440 grains of barley. يعني تقريبا يساوي 84 جراما. Approximately 84 grams. والمراد الذهب الخالص. عندما نقول إذا بلغ النصاب أي إذا بلغ خالصه, خالص ما فيه من الذهب نصابا أو خالص ما فيه من الفضة نصابا. And when we say if it reaches the quotum, we mean by that if the pure gold contained in the golden material that you have, if the pure gold reaches the quotum, or if the pure silver reaches that weight. Because you know, when you have a piece of gold, then you have impurities in there, other than gold mixed with it. And this depends on the type of gold, how much impurities do you have, isn't it? So you need to take the weight of the pure gold and the weight of the pure silver and check if it reaches the quotum or not. يعني إذا كان الذهب عيار 24 يكون النصاب تقريبا 86 جراما. So if the gold is 24 carat, then the quotum would be approximately 86 grams. إذا كان من عيار 21 يكون النصاب تقريبا 97 جراما. If it is 21 carat, then 24. If it is 21 carat, then the quotum would be 97 grams. إذا كان من عيار 18 يكون النصاب 114 جراما تقريبا. لأنه أقل شيء بيكون فيه الغش. لابد. Now if it is 18 carats, then the quotum would be 114 grams, approximately. That is. And you can, يعني, you can check that. You can get barley, which is originally grown in Al-Hijaz, which is not imported from outside and then planted there. And then you choose the middle-sized seeds among them. You wait until they dry, not dry too much, as they dry usually. You cut the two long edges and then you weigh them, and you can be sure about it. You're more sure about it. أنا حاولت ما زبطت معي لأنه كل الشعير سبحان الله كأنه ليس أصلا من شعير الحجاز أو كأنه كان شديد الجفاف الوزن كان أنقص من هذا. I tried, it didn't work because I tried more than once. I believe that the grains that they brought to me grains from Al-Ta'if. You know, Al-Ta'if is an area where it is within Al-Hijaz, and there are plants there and farms, etc. It did not work. I believe that either the grains were too dry, or they brought, يعني, the type that they planted isn't originally from Al-Hijaz. It's imported from outside, which is most likely the case. Most likely imported from the USA to be planted there. So it's not the original crops that grow there. طيب. ولا بد في وجوب زكاة الذهب والفضة من مرور الحول عليهما في ملك الشخص. Now for the zakat to be due in gold and silver, one lunar year needs to lapse on them while they are in the ownership of the person. وذلك لحديث أبي داود لا زكاة في مال حتى يحول عليه الحول. This is so because Abu Dawood narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said لا زكاة في مال حتى يحول عليه الحول, which means the zakah is not due until one lunar year lapse on what one owns. فإن انقطع الحول ثم عاد إلى ملكه يستأنف له سنة, يعني يحسب له سنة من جديد, كأن كان عنده ذهب فأهداه لإنسان ثم رجع إليه بطريقة ما, أو باعه ثم اشتراه منه مثلا أو نحو ذلك، يحسب له حولا جديدا. So if one owns a certain amount of gold, then he doesn't own it anymore during the year. Before a year lapses, this gold isn't in his ownership anymore. Then it gets again to his ownership. In this case, he starts a new lunar year. He starts counting a new lunar year, starting from when he gets it again, from when it gets into his ownership again. هذا في غير المعدن والركاز. Exceptions in this case are المعدن and الركاز. That is when the gold or silver taken from mines or the treasure troves and the treasure troves. المعدن والركاز لا ينتظر سنة لإخراج زكاته. إنما يخرج زكاتهما على الفور. The gold and silver extracted from mines, from the ground, and the treasure troves, their zakah, the zakah due in them, is paid immediately. إذا استخرج المعدن وصفاه وبلغ نصابا يدفع زكاته. If one extracts the gold or silver and separates it from the impurities, immediately, whenever it becomes a nisab, a kotum, one needs to pay the zakat due in it. عنده ما هو حول على النصاب. When we say for one lunar year to lapse, we mean one lunar year to lapse since the amount of gold or silver reaches the quotum. This is when the year starts. والمعدن يخرج منه زكاته ربع العشر. What one extracts from the ground, he pays as zakah 1/40 of it. أما الركاز فزكاته الخمس. As for the treasure troves, the zakah due in them is 1/5. 1/5 of it. طيب واضح؟ Is it clear up till here? نعم حاج. للزيادة يعني. لأنه بالغالب هذا الذهب والفضة يقلبه بالغالب، لا يتركه هيك من غير تقليب، فينمو يزيد. لأنه هكذا. طيب do you know what? Before continuing to talk about the zakah of trading, the trade zakah. Why don't you try now to calculate the weight of one dirham or one dinar in grams? I don't mean by that. I just told you that if it is 24 carats, so it's almost 86 grams. Then you divide it by 20, and you tell me, so each dirham weighs 2. Whatever. I don't mean that. No, by other ways. Because you can't get to the barley, can you? Then don't you need to find another way to calculate the dirham to be sure about? Because nowadays people, they do not use it. Don't you want to be sure about its weight? Then go ahead. Think about it a little bit. No, think. It means alone. Doesn't mean talk. Please. Okay, let me make it easier for you. And where is Ahmed? He knows himself. Where is Ahmed? Yeah, Al-Halabi. Okay. So Ahmed, Hana, Alia, don't mention anything about that. Okay, so let me make it easier for you. If you can find a relation between a volume that you know and a weight that you know, then this makes it easier for you. إذا بتقدروا تحطوا علاقة بين وزن تعرفونه وحجم تعرفونه هذا يسهل. طيب شوي ها. يوجد حجم معروف لكم وزنه. حجم من شيء موجود بين أيديكم دائما. There is the volume of something that you always, you can reach it easily, that you know its weight. طيب. What's the weight of, شو أبو تيسير؟ أيوة. 1 liter of water. What's the weight of 1 liter of water? 1 kilogram. So 1,000 grams. Okay. Okay. طيب. There is another thing you all know. You all know. That establishes a relation between a volume and a weight. All of you, كلكم تعرفونه. مظبوط. القلتان من الماء 500 رطل. القلتان حجم. والرطل وزن. 2 قلّاس of water, الماء الكثير. 2 قلّاس of water are equal to 500 رطل. So قلّة is a volume. رطل is a weight. Come on, I made it easy. I didn't. طيب, what's the volume of two قلاز؟ ما هو حجم القلتين؟ القلتان هما ما يملأ حفرة مربعة. نقوا واحدة من اثنين. مستديرة مربعة. أي, وطولها ذراع وربع وعرضها ذراع وربع وعمقها ذراع وربع. طيب, إذا عرفتم حجم two قلاز are the water that fill is a volume which is equal to a square to a cube volume of 1/4 cubit in length, width and depth. This is the volume of two qullas of water. Those two qullas of water have the weight of 500 rittl. And each rittl weighs how many dirhams? Each rittl weighs 128 dirham and 128 4/7 of a dirham. Come on. Don't tell me you didn't get it yet. طيب, think about it for the next session. You can get the dirham, the weight of the dirham from that. If you know what is a big amount of water, you can get to the weight of a dirham from that. طيب. Like 10 days ago, like 3 weeks ago, Sheikh Abdullah, he asked me, did you make the calculation of, did you try to weigh the barley to verify the weight of the dirham and etc.? How much is it in grams? I told him, I tried, me and others, يعني, but it was difficult because the barley of Hijaz, the results that we got was away from what is known about the weight of the dirham. Because he said, well, bring from Al-Hijaz the barley. I said, that's what we did. He said, from Al-Ta'if. I said, that's what we did. He said, but what's planted there now, it's not the original barley of that area. He said, oh. So I told him, we went and we did this method to get the weight. And he said, where is it? Do you have it on a paper? I said, I'll bring it, inshallah. He said, this is important to distribute it among our people. So that's why I'm asking you about this. So try to do it in between the two sessions. Try to do it in between the two sessions. طيب, خلونا نكمل. Let us continue. طيب, you'll talk about it later. Let's continue now. دعوني ألفت انتباهكم إلى أمر هنا. هناك مسائل فيها تفصيل زيادة على ما ذكرناه لا ينبغي أن يتسرع الشخص في عطاء الجواب عنها. مثلا إذا كان عنده ذهب لا يبلغ النصاب واستخرج من المعدن ما يكمل به النصاب، ماذا يفعل بالزكاة عند ذلك؟ إذا كان عنده جمال ثم اشترى جمالا للتجارة ثم بضم هذه إلى هذه بلغت نصابا، أو كانت نصابا فبلغت نصابا آخر أعلى، كيف تدفع الزكاة؟ أو ما شابه ذلك من المسائل، يعني إن شاء الله نصل إليها نتكلم عنها، لكن لا ينبغي أن يتسرع الشخص في الجواب عنها. يعني عرفوا أن هذه جوابها ليس مش أنه يلحق هذا بهذا وخلص هيك على طول أو نحو ذلك، لا، لها تفاصيلها. Let me draw your attention to something. If someone has less than a quantum of gold, then he extracts from the ground an amount with which he reaches the quotum. So how does he pay a zakah? If he finds a treasure trove by which he reaches the quotum, how does he pay a zakah and when? If someone has camels, 5 camels, then he buys 15 other camels to trade. So they are camels, but he buys them to trade. So now he reaches another level of quotum. What does he do about a zakah? Which type of zakah does he pay? And when? Etc. So don't rush to answer about such questions. Just I want to draw your attention not to rush to answer about such questions. We'll get to them, inshallah, to such details. إذا كان واحد عنده أرض يسقى بعضها زرع، يسقى بعضه مش هيك، يسقى بعض الوقت بماء السماء وبعض الوقت بماء النهر، كيف يدفع الزكاة؟ هذه يعني فيها تفاصيل. If someone has plants that a part of the season it is irrigated by the rain, another part he buys water to irrigate it. How does he pay a zakah in that? So don't rush to answer about such questions. Inshallah, we'll get to that. Inshallah ta'ala. طيب. الآن ننتقل للكلام عن زكاة التجارة. Let us move to talk about the زكاة due in trade articles. زكاة التجارة يعتبر في نصابها نصاب ما اشتريت به من النقدين. النقدان هما الذهب والفضة. إذا قيل النقدان معناه الذهب والفضة. أهل الشرع إذا قالوا النقد أو النقدان أو اشترى نقدا أو نحو ذلك يعني دفع، يعني معناه الذهب والفضة. النقد في عرفهم الذهب أو الفضة. فإذا بدأ الشخص تجارته بأن اشترى عرض التجارة بالذهب، عند مرور الحول يقوم تجارته بالذهب. إن بدأ تجارته بالفضة عند مرور الحول يقوم بالفضة. فإن بلغت القيمة النصاب وجب عليه الزكاة، وإلا فلا. For the zakat due in trade articles, one checks the value of those trade articles after one lunar year since he started the trade. If one started the trade by buying articles with gold, trade articles with gold, then after the lapse of the year, he checks the value of his trade by gold. If one starts it by buying articles with silver, then after the lapse of 1 year old, he checks the value of his trade by silver. If the value reaches the quotum, then the zakah is due on him. Otherwise, it is not due on him. وسواء ولا ينظر في ابتداء التجارة إلى أن تكون القيمة نصابا. سواء كانت في الابتداء القيمة نصابا أو لا. النظر إلى انتهاء الحول. So for the start of the year, it is not a condition that one starts with a quotum, that the articles that one buys would have the value of a quotum of gold or silver. The quotum is checked, the value is checked at the end of the year. So whether he starts the trade with a big amount of money or a small amount of money, after the year lapses, then one checks the value of the trade articles. If it is equal to a quotum or more, then he pays a zakah, otherwise he does not pay a zakah. فإن اشترى الأعراض بغير الذهب والفضة يقوم بالنقد الغالب في البلد. ينظر في البلد أي النقدين هو الغالب، أيش الذي يغلب على الناس استعماله، نقد الذهب أو الفضة، يقوم بالغالب منهما. طيب، if one buys the trade articles with other than gold or silver, like it happens nowadays, you don't start the trade by buying the articles with gold or silver, isn't it? Usually, yeah, you use other currency. In this case, after the year lapses, one checks the value of the articles with the most common used currency among gold and silver. So if people use mostly golden currency in the town of the trade, then he checks its value with gold. If the people use mostly silver currency in the town of trade, then he checks the value with silver. طيب إذا كانوا لا ما في نقد غالب لا يستعملون النقد في هذه الأيام. أغلب البلاد النقد يعني تقوم بالفضة أو في كل البلاد التي تخطر على بالي يقوم بالفضة. Nowadays in most يعني every country that I can think about they check, one checks the value by silver. So after 1 year, if the value of the trade is equal to 200 dirham or more, then the zakah is due. والمقصود بالتجارة ما ذكرناه قبل أن يشتري ليبيع ليشتري بعد ذلك ثم يبيع ليشتري بعد ذلك ثم يبيع وهكذا بغرض الربح، تقليب المال بغرض الربح. What we mean by trading is for one to buy with the purpose of selling for a benefit, then to buy and then to sell, to buy and then to sell and so on with the purpose of getting a benefit. This is what we mean by trading. Not to buy something to sell it for one time, then to use the money for other purposes. No. ثم إذا عزل قدرا من المال من مال التجارة في أثناء الحول ليستعمله في غير التجارة، يعني قطع نية التجارة فيه، فهذا المال لا يدخل في حساب النصاب في آخر الحول. If one is trading and during the year one puts aside a certain amount of money from the trade money to use it in other purposes, for example, to buy a car, to build a house, to buy a piece of land, not with the purpose of trading. In this case, when the year lapses, this amount of money that he put aside is not included when one checks does he have النصاب the quotum or not. It's not included in the trade money because it is put aside for other purposes during the year and not after the lapse of the year. فإذا قوم الشخص البضاعة كيف يقومها؟ بناء على أي شيء، على أي سعر؟ ينظر، يقول الآن هذه البضاعة التي عندي لو أردت أن أبيعها قلت من يشتري هذه البضاعة التي عندي؟ كم يدفع لي فيها من الثمن؟ بحسب العادة يقوم، ينظر، يقوم بضاعته بحسب هذا الثمن. يعني إذا كان عنده مثلا كمية من الطحين وخمس سيارات وأربع بيوت، وأربعة بيوت كلها للتجارة، ومر عليها الحول، كيف يقومها؟ يقول هذا الطحين إذا أردت أن أبيعه الآن كله كم يدفع لي فيه؟ كذا يكون هذا سعره. هذه السيارات إذا أردت أن أبيعها كم يدفع لي فيها؟ كذا. هذا البيت إذا أردت أن أبيعه كم يدفع لي فيه؟ كذا. انتهى. بهذه الطريقة يقوم السعر، يقوم البضاعة. البضاعة. How would one evaluate the articles that he has? One checks the value of the articles according to the common price of it. What does that mean? It means, let's say I trade in flour, okay, in barley. I have a big amount of barley. When the year lapses, I say to myself, If I want to sell all this barley all together, what price would be paid to me usually for such amount? Let's say the price would be such and such. This is how I evaluate the value, the merchandise that I have. So I do not calculate it according to the retail, to the ولا retail. Retail, شو يعني retail؟ يعني بالمفرغ. So I don't calculate it according to the retail sale, for example. So if I wait for a year to sell them 1 pound after another, I'll get a higher price. But this is not how I do it. I just say, if I want to sell all what I have, one time, wholesale if you want, all of this, one time, what's the price that would be given to me? يعني wholesale come in. ايه سعر الكل بس liquidate okay, this is it. If I want to sell all of it based on today's market value, how much do I get for it? This is how I do it. If I have a car, I'm trading in cars, houses, barley and wheat. So what do I, after the year lapses, I would say, this wheat that I have, if I want to sell it today, all of it, one time, how much would I be paid for it? Then this price would be considered the value of it. The barley, if I want to sell all of it at one, all of it, one time, what price would I be paid for it? This price, then this would be its value. The house, if I want to sell it today, how much do I get for it usually? This price would be the value of it. The car, if I want to sell it today, how much do I get for it usually? Then this is the value of it. Even if it gets, even if the prices get lower later or were lower before, you make the evaluation based on the day, yani when the year ends, this is the time when you make the evaluation based on the price of that day. Okay. طيب خلونا نوقف هون. Let us stop here for now. والله أعلم. إن كان عندكم أسفضل. If you have questions, go ahead. لا 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 بثمن الذي يشتري به الناس البضاعة الآن اليوم. ما فهمت السؤال. ذهب عرفت أيو ذهب نحكي فيها بعدين. الذهب في أشياء, في حلي, في نقد مسكوك ذهب, الذهب والفضة في أنواع. بنية التجارة من ذلك الوقت يعتبر بداية الحول. If someone wants to trade with cars, so he starts today. He buys a car or two or three or half a car today. Yeah, he can be a partner or buy half a car, he can, or half a house with the intention of trading today. So if one does that, then after one lunar year, and he continues doing that, selling and buying, or maybe he cannot sell anything, but he keeps the intention. He still wants to sell it, to buy something later and then to sell it. After 1 year from today, this is when he checks the value of this trade. Now, if at the middle of the year he gets other money, not from this trade, not the money originated from this trade, he gets another amount of money, and he starts with it another trade. Let's say he starts buying, what do you want? Houses. So this is another trade. So a new year would start from then. He doesn't mix the two, because it is not the same amount of money with which he started. This is another thing. Now, if he starts with cars, and at one time he sells all the cars that he has, and then he buys a house, and then later he sells the house, and then with that money he buys barley, and then he sells the barley, and then he buys wheat, and then he sells the wheat, and then at the end he buys a land, a piece of land, to sell it later. And this is when the year ends. So at that day, when the year ends, he checks the value of the trade articles that he have, and he pays zakah. Why? Because this is the same trade. It has the same origin. All of them, they have the same origin. So this is the same trade, and one whole year lapsed on it. This includes the amount of currency that he has. He takes that also in consideration when he makes his calculations. Because this is not... Yeah, because he still has the intention of trading in those articles. Yeah, Khalid. Yes. Correct. Correct. Yeah, تفضل. I couldn't hear you well. You mean if I start today, carrots. You check if the pure gold in all what one has, he adds all together the pure gold. If it reaches the quotum, then the zakah is due in it. He puts everything together and he checks the pure gold in all of it. Does it reach the quotum or not? Let's say the 24 carat that he has, the amount that he has pure gold in it. Let's say 20 grams. And then from the 21 carat, the pure gold in it, let's say 50 grams. And the 18 carat, let's say the pure gold in it is 30 grams, then the sum reaches the quotum, the pure. Then he pays for that pure sum, the zakah for that pure sum. Is it clear? Wadih? Ayu ishtaratu an-nisab. Laysa fihi zakah. إلا أن يبلغ نصابا بضمه إلى غيره مما في ملكه. If someone finds a treasure trove of gold which does not reach the quotum, then no zakah is due in it. Except if it reaches the quotum by adding it to other gold that he has. If he finds a certain amount of gold as a treasure trove, let's say 50 grams of gold, and he has in his ownership another 50 grams of gold, then if he adds this to that, both they reach the quotum. In this case, he pays as zakah in this treasure trove that he found, because it reaches as zakah by adding it to other gold that he has. تفضل يا أبو تيسير بس كان قبل تفضل حاج بقوم صح صح يعني كله هذا قيمتها كلها الآن في السوق، قيمة السوق لكل هذه البضاعة هكذا أقل. صحيح، مش كل ما إذا السيارات من نوع واحد، سيارات أنواع مختلفة، أما كله عم قول مثل القمح اللي عنده كله نوع واحد، هذا مثل الشعير كله نوع واحد. هذا عرفت أبو تيسير؟ الآن كل هذا الذي هاي السيارة التي عندي الآن، لو أردت الآن بيعها، هاي ما شرطي شرطي بيع لي واحد، ما شرط، أنا عم بعطي مثال. إيه لشخص أو لعشرة، الآن لو أراد أن يبيع كل هذا القمح دفع مرة واحدة كم يدفع؟ مظبوط، من ما تقول سعر الجملة هكذا، لو بده يبيعون مفرقين. صحيح، لا كيف بدها تكون قيمتهم أقل؟ إذا بده يروح هو يشتري مثلهم معناه هذا سعرهم. كمية قليلة. صحيح هيك صحيح. تفضل حاج. بيحسب على 10,000. بدي وقف تجارة البيوت وشو أعمل بالمال بعد ما بيعون؟ لشي تاني ما بده، على مش كمل عم تاجر فيه، هول على جنب بدي حطهم. خلص هذا المال لا يحسب من ضمن مال التجارة. تفضل فوزي. Is it gold or silver or cash? So he puts it aside not to trade with it. And then one lunar year lapses on this money. Is it golden currency? Is it golden currency? Okay, if it is golden currency or silver currency, then when the year lapses, he pays for it as zakah. Because this is gold or silver currency, he pays as zakah for it, the zakah of gold and silver. That's it. Saddal Ali. Ali, go ahead.
Is it required for him? When does he start the hallow? From the point of conversion or from when he started the business? Or
like that? I'll ask. When the year of the first 50,000 lapses, he pays for them, and then when the year of the other 50,000 lapses, he pays for them. And he can pay for everything with the intention of paying ahead of time. فورا إذا مضى الحول إن كان يستطيع إن كان لا يوجد شيء يمنعه ووجد المستحق ووجد المال لا يؤخر يجب عليه أن يدفع على الفور. When the zakah is due, I mean if someone needs to pay the zakah for gold, silver trade or the like, and the year ends and he can pay as zakah, the money is there, his money is next to him, he can get to his money, there is nothing that prevents him from paying as zakah. He finds the deserving people, he can find them, then he needs to pay immediately. It is not permissible for him to delay paying as zakah. It is haram to delay paying as zakah without an excuse. It is haram. To one person? So he thinks that he deserves and it turns out that he does not deserve. When he paid to him, he was not deserving as zakah. Then he goes back to him, he tells him, give it to me back, give it back to me. You don't deserve it, you took it unrightfully. Give it back to me. Yeah. Or he tells him, keep it, and he pays an equal amount to a deserving person. Yeah, that's right. He can do that also. لا كل واحد بيطلع برقم مختلف لأنه هلأ هذا الكيسين إذا أو العشرة طن إذا بده يبيعهم قد يجيب فيهم سعر أعلى من هذاك قد it's not a must حسب السوق حسب شو بيكون صاير بالبلد يا عبد الرحيم. Yeah.
When he buys the house, he finances. Does that affect the
evaluation? This means he pays in how do you say it? In installments. No, it does not affect the evaluation. It does not affect if I'm buying houses, buying and selling houses, so I'm trading in houses. I buy the houses, I pay in installments. When I want to evaluate what I have as houses at the end of the year, I evaluate it in this way. I say, if I want to sell it now for someone who pays me the whole amount now, for how much do I sell it? What's the market price? This is how I evaluated.
When he goes to evaluate the value of the house, how much effort does he need to put? Does he get the house appraised? Like an actual appraiser?
No, he doesn't need to do that. Either he knows the price Or he asks knowledgeable people, knowledgeable pious people about it. Or he checks the market. That's all what he needs to do. Is a what? If he wants to sell the whole building, all of it. إلى ذهب في ملكه يبلغ نصابا عند ذلك يزكي هذا بكاز الذي استخرجه يزكي بكاز الخمس إذا بلغ حولا. مشان هيك قلت لكم هاي المسائل عند بلوغ الحول, عند حلول الحول. مشان هيك ما بدي فوت فيها هلا. تفضل. Can you repeat the question, please? No, it does not affect the evaluation of the house. You evaluate the house in the same method. If I want to sell it now, what would be the market price for it? It doesn't affect it. Go ahead. بيكون خلاص انتهى. ليس عليه زكاة. بده يرد لأصحابه. بده يرد المال لأصحابه. شو بده مال له هذا المال؟ بده يرد المال لأصحابه. حاجة. قصدك اشتغل بذر بنية التجارة حتى يزرع ويرجع يبيع؟ كيف؟ ما فهمت حاجة. عم تقول يزرع. لما حصد القمح باعه بنية التجارة, بعدين ما في يقول ما عم بفهم حاجة. لما حصدهم بده يطلع زكاتهم. هلأ بلش حول التجارة, بيعهم ليرجع يشتري ليبيع ليشتري. لا, ما هو لك شو بيعمل اللي بيزرع حاجة؟ ما هيك بيعمل. هذه منها تجارة. أو مثلها, أو ما يقوم مقامها. يعني أما في التجارة قد لا تكون العروض ذهبا, يعني قد لا يكون عنده ذهب, وإلا هكذا. إما منها أو ما يقوم مقامها من جنسها, أو ما يقوم مقامها. إما منها أو ما يقوم مقامها من جنسها. عمت ما يقوم مقامها. This is the last question. Go on. Then he evaluates the rest. This is not trading. This is not trading. طيب بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نهلل. إن شاء الله the next session you'll be prepared to answer the questions. ما هيك؟ Of yesterday and today. So review. الله يبارك فيكم. We'll have it at 12:30 إن شاء الله. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.